MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, you'll be aware that South Africa has secured its first Fitch ratings upgrade since 2005. And I think it's an important signal that fiscal discipline, primary budget surpluses, better revenue collection, debt stabilization are starting to count. But I think there's also a harder question. It's whether this is a genuine turning point or maybe just a simple, small reward for stopping the slide. Joining me now is Jim Matsimela, who's Chief Director for Strategy and Risk Management at the National Treasury. Jim, a very warm welcome to you. Let me get the broad assessment here. Is the upgrade a real economic turning point, or are we in danger perhaps of over-celebrating a move that still leaves us two notches below investment grade?
I think to your question or to your point, this rating upgrade has been long in coming, and it's a celebration, is a cause for celebration. And I would venture to say that it's not just a mere mention of, you know, a few things that the government said it has achieved. It has actually a confirmation that government remains committed to sound public finances in line with our government response. And this is evidenced by running primary surpluses for a period of 3 years in a row. And we continue to implement structural reforms that ensure that we support higher and inclusive economic growth, and which essentially underpin investor confidence.
Jim, let me pick you up then on primary budget surpluses, if I can. The upgrade rests heavily on that, from what I understand. Do you think those surpluses, though, can survive political pressure for higher wages, bailout, social spending, and particularly in a year where we have local government elections?
They will definitely survive that, Jeremy. I don't think at the end of the third year, experiencing the surpluses when we started with the plan, there was an expectation that perhaps we would perform better as we did. But I think running this for a period of 3 years in a row without fail, I would say that even going into a cycle or an election cycle year, there is nothing that will derail our plans to achieve, the primary surplus as we plan to.
Jim, on a macro level, Fitch praising prudent fiscal management, but I think it's fair to say that ordinary South Africans still see weak growth, they see high unemployment, they also see collapsing services in many respects. How do you explain the upgrade to someone who feels no improvement in their daily life?
Well, for a small digression, Jeremy, just allow me. I think in a worst case or a worst but rare case scenario, such as when government defaults, I think we can agree that the taxpayers tend to be, or the society at large tend to be the ultimate bearer of the cost of default, whatever the cost, whatever the nature of the default is. And I think that when it comes to the South Africans, it's just unfortunate that it happens at the time when certain social issues happen to be on the radar. But I would even say that for an ordinary South African, this should be beneficial. As a DG said in one of the engagements, this rating upgrade should actually, first of all, lower, ease our borrowing cost for government, for businesses, and for households alike. So I think they also stand to benefit in some way as we all celebrate this momentous rating upgrade, Jeremy, in my view.
But it's not going to be immediate benefit, though, is it?
The benefits tends to flow rather slow, isn't it, as investment, as reforms, you know, take longer to also show some results. But I think we are on an upward trajectory, which we can confidently say that the rating agencies have been watching this over time. It has been so many years, Jeremy, that they've been pressing us on these structural reforms. And now they are seeing the turning points, and they are confirming that to say that I think in the foreseeable future, you are on the right track, and this confidently we can upgrade you this time around, having not done so for so many years.
Jim, Treasury says fiscal consolidation is gaining traction, but maybe explain to us what specifically has changed in the way that government is spending money rather than simply benefiting from better revenue collection.
I think if you look at the expenditure side, Jeremy, I think I'm speaking for specialists who are very much in the treasury and doing this on a daily basis. But if you just look at the discipline that we have instituted, you look at the way the wage bill has been de-risked, which is a major expenditure item as far as we are concerned. So I think we would safely say that when it comes to spending, especially with regard to the wage bill, that has been largely de-risked, and it has been also flagged by the rating agencies, and even our treasury officials have advanced that cost to say, I don't think when it comes to the wage bill, or at least the expenditure pressures emanating from the wage bill, there is so much of a risk there, and they can see themselves because unions and government have arranged or they've gone into a wage agreement that will make sure that we don't increase wages beyond inflation. Even if there were such a case were to happen, at least I think there has been some de-risking on that part.
Isn't the single biggest problem that you have to grapple with, though, is while investors may like the direction that Fitch is giving us, municipalities are failing. I think that's common cause, or many municipalities are failing. Infrastructure is under pressure. Service delivery for many South Africans is deteriorating. Jim, surely Treasury worries that local government can undo this national fiscal credibility that you're talking about.
Treasury is worried, but if you look at some of the responses that the minister has given recently, Jeremy, I think to the comfort of South Africans, certain measures that I think the government, the Treasury, along with other ministries have instituted, I think there is a cause for not worry, for not extremely being worried. Yes, I think we should admit that there are certain challenges and they continue to be visible. But I think the measures that have been brought about recently should actually bring some comfort that I think there should be some discipline in financial or sustainability on financial issues pertaining to municipalities going forward.
So in that respect then, and this is a final question to you, as we look ahead, what's the single thing do you think that could derail the next upgrade? And what does Treasury need to do to convince Fitch?
I think one thing that we need to spell out quite loudly, Jeremy, is they need to see a sustainable reduction, or rather stabilization, in the debt path. So if we loosen the levers on stabilization, Jeremy, I can assure you that I think we may just as well go back to square one. But I think pulling up on those levers, I think that will ensure that at least we maintain the current, if not actually seeing some upgrades in the near future. So we are confident that on that basis, we will achieve some upgrades in the near future if we keep on that.
Jim Matsimela, thank you very much indeed. He's the Chief Director for Strategy and Risk Management at National Treasury. Thank you very much.